Okay, this one's a wee bit complicated, so pay attention. Condi, George and Tony have gone on holiday to Las Vegas. Tony thinks Fatboy Prescott is in Britain running the country, but Fatty, Arnie and British Chancellor Gordon Brown have also gone to Las Vegas. Fatty thinks Tony's in Tuscany, and Condi thinks Arnie's in LA. Meanwhile, George thinks that... Oh, what am I saying? George thinks. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, baby, do it. Prawn boner.
Okay, boys, one at a time. Oh, heck, I'll take you all at once.
Bollocks.
What the hell?
Kill it.
Die, motherfucker!
Oh, my head.
Oh, no, my head.
No, oh, my head and me ass.
Fatty? Arnie? What the? How did you? Why are we? Why can't I finish up?
Candy, what the hell are you doing in our bed? And why are you dressed as Catwoman?
More to the point, why are you dressed up as Heidi?
Oh my God, it's true. Wow, I'm in Vegas, dressed as Heidi. I'm living the dream, baby.
I don't know if it's a dream or a nightmare. All I do know is that this Elvis costume is two sizes too small and the rhinestones have been chafing my crack all night.
Okay, now don't panic.
I'm too hungover to panic.
We've got to try to remember how we ended up in your hotel room dressed like freaks. I think it all started with an even more disturbing three in a bed scenario.
Condi? Condi, are you asleep?
How can I be asleep when you keep asking me questions every 32 seconds?
Can I have a glass of water?
Another one? That'll be your fifth.
But I'm real thirsty.
Okay. Tony?
What?
It's your turn to get the water.
Oh, bloody hell!
Bloody water. I'll give him water straight out of the bidet. He's not the powerful man in the world. He's scared of being in the bathroom alone. God, I was in Tuscany.
Here you go, George. Ah, thanks. Ah.
Condi, do you think it's really such a good idea to let him drink all that water? I mean, what goes in must come out.
He'll be fine. Happy now, sugar?
Oh, you bet. I'm all ready for Betty Bibo's time. I love going Betty Bibo's. Do you like Betty Bibo's time, Condi?
Yes, and I'm trying to go there myself. Now go to sleep.
George, I've told you before. I don't want you to spoon with me.
But Condi forgot to pack my teddy bear, and you're so nice to snuggle up to.
People wouldn't believe the things I do for the special relationship.
You do want that Trident program, don't you, Tony?
Yes, okay.
Come here. Yeah, come here.
George, no nuzzling. Sorry.
Oh, no. Someone's having a wild party. Well, I guess I'd better go up there and tell them to turn that music down.
No, it's okay, Condi. I'll go and do that.
No, I wouldn't hear of it, sugar. After all, you got the water, so it's my turn to do something. You just stay right there and keep spooning with George.
It's just you and me, Tony.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so happy.
Wag my bush. Come on.
How low can you go? How low can you go? How low can you go?
Not much lower than a naked limbo party in a Vegas hotel suite.
Ah, yeah, Fatty. This time we've really plumbed the depths of degradation. I love it!
Hang on a minute. I recognize that limbo dancer.
Yeehaw! Put him one notch lower, boys.
Holy shit, it's Candy. How did she get in here?
Blimey, I never realized she was double jointed.
Party, Fatty! Great party!
Hi, Condi. Are George and Tony with you?
No, they're downstairs in our suite.
Thank God. Whatever you do, don't let Tony know I'm here. And especially don't let him know we've got Gordon with us to cheat the house at blackjack.
Ah, screw George and Tony. Let's have tequila slammers!
Yay!
Bloody Condi. He's probably having loads of fun up there. George? Why am I getting a sudden warm sensation down below?
And you guys drank too much water! Oh, shit!
Whack my bush.
We're caught in a trap. We can't go out because I love you too much, Condi.
Ah, this is what Vegas is all about. Driving down the street with a belly full of tequila, dressed up as a hero.
Yeah, next time I visit the Middle East, I'm going as Catwoman and I'm gonna kick some butt.
I'm a hunk of burning love.
There's this one thing we gotta do if you want the real Vegas experience. And that 24-hour Mormon chapel is just the place to do it.
And do you, John Elvis Trotsky Prescott, take Catwoman and Heidi to be your lawfully wedded wives?
Uh-huh. Just so long as we get a big fuck-off wedding cake.
Then I now pronounce you Elvis and wife. And wife, you may kiss the brides.
Come to daddy. Lovely, it tastes like pie.
Ah, a French fatty? No wonder my mouth tastes like old kebabs.
What worries me is I can't remember whether we consummated the marriage.
No, it's unthinkable. Heidi let Elvis enter the building? Goddamn tequila!
No, hang on. I think we're all right. We're all still in clothes we were wearing when we got married, and my white jumpsuit doesn't look like it's been violated.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Okay, we put it down to a moment of madness and never, ever speak of it again.
And we get the marriage annulled later today.
No way, Fatty. As newlyweds, we get free champagne for the rest of our stay.
Gordon?
Oh, my brain's been turned to haggis.
So what happened to you last night?
Don't ask.
Wow, viva Las Vegas! And they haven't even started gambling yet. Can Gordon really beat the casino? Will Fatty, Arnie and Condi ever consummate their marriage? And will Tony ever get that stain out of the bed?
We're never sharing a bed again, George.
Sorry, Tony, but this won't affect our special relationship, will it?
Find out in the next well-scrubbed episode of...
Whack My Bush.